Let us start with a word of prayer.
We start with a prayer.
Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus.
We
say thank you for this time you have given us.
Vi siger tak for den her tid du har givet os.
As we are remembering your victory.
Som vi husker din sejr.
For our behalf.
På vores vegne.
We say thank you, Jesus, because of this day.
Vi siger tak Jesus for den
thank
her dag.
And for every family which is here.
Tak,
represented here today.
Som er repræsenteret her i dag.
We love you.
Vi elsker dig.
We worship you.
Vi tilbeder dig.
We praise you.
Vi priser dig.
We adore you.
Og vi giver dig.
We say there is none like you, Jesus.
Der er ingen som dig.
You have done great in our lives.
Du har gjort storhed i vores liv.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
Help us.
Hjælp os
to understand what you have for us today.
At forstå det du har til os i dag.
We want to go more steps with you.
Vi vil gerne gå flere skridt med dig.
Be our help.
Vær vores hjælp.
Be our guide.
Vær vores ledelse.
We need you, Jesus.
Vi har brug for dig.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
We have been here the whole week. This weekend with young people.
Vi har været her med unge mennesker i weekenden.
And it has been a blessing.
Og det har været en velsignelse.
Receiving teaching.
Vi har modtaget undervisning.
And we have been worshiping and praising God.
Og vi har tilbedt og prist Gud.
And it was very nice because there were also some good young people.
Og det var meget dejligt, fordi vi var, der var andre der også med os.
We were with Anne-Rikke and
vi var sammen med Anne-Rikke.
Peter.
Og Peter.
And it was a blessing to have them.
Og det var velsignet at have dem blandt os.
It was just fantastic.
Det var fantastisk.
For those who don't know me, I think that my name has come there, Seraphim Mubalama.
For jer der ikke kender mig, så hedder jeg Seraphim Mubalama.
And I'm married to Linda.
Linda.
And I have many children.
Jeg har mange børn.
It is a privilege to stand here again. And I'm sorry because I used to shout. And you know that when I shout, I've already told you why I do shout. Because I'm on fire. When you're on fire, you can't stop to shout. Amen.
Amen.
It is about fire. Have you seen someone who is caught by fire? Have you seen? Even if you are in handicap, you will run. Let me tell you. Because it, you want to. Because the fire is following you. So I'm on fire.
So that is my
fire of the Holy Spirit. And it is not about me. It is about
Jesus.
He said this.
And say,
I will send you.
Jeg vil sende dig.
I will send you a helper.
Jeg vil sende jer en hjælper. En hjælper.
And this helper, when he comes,
og den her hjælper, når han kommer,
he will lead you.
Så vil han lede jer.
In the whole truth.
Til sandhed.
And remember when the disciples were gathering.
Og husk at disciplene, de samles.
Somewhere.
Et sted.
Just quiet like it. We are quiet here. And I wish I was also there. But I was there in faith. So they come fire from heaven. It is written in your Bible. Also in my Bible. It was like fire. That's what
the Bible says.
And from that day,
day
up to now, that fire has not quenched down.
So then it goes.
It's still working.
Den arbejder stadig.
It is a matter to accept it.
Det er bare om at acceptere.
It is a matter to believe in it.
Det er om at tro.
The fire will do a work.
Så vil ilden arbejde.
So don't blame me.
Så I skal ikke.
Don't blame me.
Giv mig skylden.
I skal ikke give mig skylden.
It is the problem of the fire from Jesus.
Det er ildens skyld, det er ikke mig.
So blame someone else, not me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Today is the day we are remembering how Jesus sent us in Jerusalem. I will try my best to be very short. I will try my best. They have already read something about Jesus entering in Jerusalem.
Jesus in Jerusalem.
But the text I want to read is in Luke.
Men det jeg gerne vil læse, det findes i Lukas.
Luke 19:28-24. There's a text there.
Der er en tekst der.
Which will come, I believe.
Det kommer også op der.
It is a long text.
Det er en lang tekst.
After Jesus had said this.
If the Jesus has sagt det her.
Maybe we'll take someone to read in English, it will be better. So if someone can read in Danish.
So.
Efter at have sagt det, gik han videre på sin vej op mod Jerusalem, da han nærmede sig Betfage og Betania ved det bjerg, som hedder Oliebjerget. Sendte han to af disciplene afsted og sagde, gå ind i landsbyen heroverfor. Når I kommer ind i den, vil I finde et føl, som står bundet, og som ingen nogensinde har siddet på. Løs det og kom med det. Og hvis nogen spørger jer, hvorfor I løser det, skal I svare, Herren har brug for det. De to disciple gik, og de fandt det, sådan som han havde sagt dem. Mens de var ved at løse følget, spurgte dets ejere dem, hvorfor løser I følget? De svarede, Herren har brug for det. De kom så hen til Jesus med følget, og lagde deres kapper på det, og lod Jesus sætte sig op. Og hvor han kom ridende, bredte folk deres kapper ud på vejen. Da han allerede nærmede sig vejen ned ad Oliebjerget, begyndte hele discipleskaren glad at prise Gud med høj røst for alle de mægtige gerninger, de havde set. De råbte, velsignet være han, som kommer, kongen i Herrens navn. Fred i himlen og ære i det højeste. Nogle farisæere i skaren sagde der til ham, Mester, sæt dine disciple i rette. Men han svarede, jeg siger jer, hvis de tier, vil stenene råbe. Da han kom nærmere og så byen, græd han over den og sagde, vidste blot også du på denne dag, at der tjener til din fred, men nu er det skjult for dine øjne. For der skal komme dage over dig, da dine fjender skal kaste en vold op omkring dig, belejre dig og trænge ind på dig fra alle sider. De skal jævne dig med jorden og dine børn sammen med dig, og de skal ikke lade sten på sten tilbage i dig, fordi du ikke kendte din besøgelsestid.
Amen. Thank you for the...
Tak for det. For oplysningen.
I want to got some points in this text.
Jeg vil gerne, at vi så finder nogle pointe i den her tekst.
What can we learn in this adventure of Jesus to enter in Jerusalem?
Hvad kan vi lære om i den her eventyr her, Jesus han går ind i Jerusalem?
What can we learn about Jesus from Jesus as well?
Hvad kan vi lære af Jesus?
What can we learn about Jesus and what can we learn from Jesus about this story?
Hvad kan vi lære om ham og hvad kan vi lære af Jesus?
Amen. The first point, Jesus controls all situation.
Den første point er, Jesus han kontrollerer alle situationer.
Amen. Why?
Hvorfor er det så?
We can see how Jesus is giving the order.
Vi kan se hvordan han giver ordre.
Can you imagine?
Bare forestil jer.
Someone has having his animals or his cattle somewhere.
Bare forestil jer en person der har sin dyr et sted.
You can just imagine. It's good. I'm talking to them to Danish, and you know when we talk about the farmers in Denmark, it's very well to understand. Can you imagine when you come from this when you come from here in the church? And you go in your farm. And you meet two people, two persons coming. And they, we want that one. Someone has told us to come and bring it. If it were this world, maybe we could call
police.
I've been imagining. Think it
all,
huh? Why I say Jesus controls all situations?
So who said Jesus controls all situations?
He sent the people.
Han sender folk.
He knew already.
Han vidste allerede.
That there was how to call it? I was saying donkey. Let me use the word donkey. That's it. There was a donkey somewhere. And he knew all procedures. And now, these two people, or these disciples, they are on their way. I was imagining what they were been talking on the way. Peter, can you imagine we are two? Who can start? I think you will say Seraphim.
Yeah, Peter, we will start.
And then I will tell Peter, you are the one to start.
No,
imagine. Yeah, on the way we are going to someone's.
Yeah, we some in person som vi kender.
You know, we have just a command from Jesus. But we don't know the other part what is waiting for us. And imagine Jesus didn't make that person to know that I've sent some people there. You have to be aware.
Så forestil dig Gud, han så Jesus han for den person, der var på den anden side, til på en måde at vide, at de var på vej.
But the two disciples, they went anyway.
Men de to disciple, de tog afsted alligevel.
That's obedience.
Det er det, man kalder adlydighed.
Obedience to the word of God.
Adlydighed til Guds ord.
Many times God can send us.
Nogle gange så kan Gud sende os.
Many times Jesus has talked to us.
Og nogle gange taler Jesus til os.
To do something.
At vi skal gøre noget.
What comes in our mind?
Og hvad kommer i vores tanker?
Question.
Spørgsmålstegn.
I think also these people should be asking so many
questions.
Where to start? How to start?
Hvor starter vi? Hvordan starter vi?
And they start imagine, just make some imagination.
Og de begynder måske at forestille sig.
What about if he refused?
Hvad hvis han siger nej?
What about if they run away? If they run on us, what should we do?
Hvad hvis de løber væk fra os? Hvad gør vi så?
This has happened many times in our lives as Christians.
Det skete mange gange i vores liv som kristne.
We have a command from Jesus.
Vi får et ord fra Gud.
And these questions have been arising in our minds.
Og så stiller vi spørgsmålstegn ved
det. Because the problem, most of the time, the problem is here.
Fordi ofte så kommer problemet.
Here it is okay. Here it is okay.
I hjertet er det fint nok.
But here, the problem is imagination.
Det man forestiller sig.
Is it not stupid?
Er det ikke dumt?
A full man like us,
some full workmen,
shouting before the kids,
we stop our hope,
dancing like nonsense,
we dance some sense,
just sitting looking, I don't know what.
We sit about kicking for your little girl.
Have you one time this time things coming with you in your head?
I don't want to have someone special.
And I ask someone. I ask someone.
Yeah, has spoken.
An evangelism question.
In it, evangelistic special.
Why it is not also stupid to sit in the football stadium just clapping people who are playing? Why you can tell me that it's stupid to claim when I'm playing for Jesus, but it's not stupid to claim when Ronaldo is playing?
Der vil nogen, der vil mene, at det er dumt, når jeg sidder her og klapper i Gud, men de synes ikke, det er dumt, at der er nogen, der sidder i stadion og klapper Ronaldo.
That is an evangelistic question on mind. Don't worry.
Det var et evangelistisk spørgsmål.
Then I was discussing with someone, and he told me, "Selfie, don't you think it is stupid what you are doing?" Because he was saying, "Okay, for I think to be Christians is a hobby."
He has not there with Christian, they are in form for hobby.
I said, "Okay, it's okay then. Let me enjoy my hobby."
So let my
move. As you are enjoying your football, because it is your hobby.
For the deep thing,
so why now are you judging me?
For them or so my.
It was just an evangelistic token.
This is something.
The problem we can learn from this.
We can learn it, huh?
Doubts.
Yeah. True.
They come always when Jesus gives us a command.
They come always when we follow the word.
There are many among us. They have even the promises of God.
There are many blind us that have Guds.
They have never believed at it or in it.
Gud har lovet dem noget, men de har aldrig troet på det.
And now you are waiting, you are saying, now this 50 years now coming.
Og nu sidder man
60, der, nothing is happening.
Man sidder 50-60, og der er intet, der sker.
But I like when I heard that Abraham got a child at 75
years. Men jeg han fik et barn.
Because before the Lord,
for de før Gud,
nothing is impossible.
Der er intet, der er muligt.
And when he has promised,
og når han har givet, he's going to accomplish. Så skal han nok.
Amen. It's not a matter about the situation you are in.
Det handler ikke om den situation du er i.
It is a matter about His word.
Det er hans ord, det handler om.
He's always there to accomplish it.
Han er der altid til at fuldføre det.
Amen. We lack faith.
Vi er godt i tro.
I think I've said this one time here again.
Jeg tror jeg har sagt det før.
Someone told me this.
En person har fortalt mig det her.
When I came to Denmark,
da jeg kom til Danmark,
we had a fellowship in Thisted.
Der havde vi et fællesskab i
Thisted. And our couple from Romania.
Og der var et par fra Rumænien.
They were married, I think, 12 years.
De havde gift i 12 år.
Without getting a child.
Uden at få et barn.
And they came in our cell.
Og de kom i vores cellegruppe.
Then I said, I want to pray for you.
Og jeg sagde til ham, jeg gerne bede for jer.
I asked him, do you have faith?
Jeg spurgte, har I tro?
He said, I don't have faith.
Og han sagde, nej, jeg har ikke.
That service for Africans.
Og det der tro noget, det er for afrikanere.
Then I told him.
Og jeg sagde til ham.
Okay, it is good you have said it.
Okay, det er godt.
That's also faith, because you believe that I have faith.
Det er også tro, for du tror, at jeg har tro.
So because you believe as an African, I have faith.
Fordi du tror på, at mig som afrikaner, at jeg har
tro. Now I want to use this faith.
Så vil jeg gerne bruge den tro.
I prayed for him and his wife.
Jeg bedte for ham og hans kone.
I think they have two children today.
Og de har to børn. Ja.
But the doctor said they can't have kids.
Men lærerne havde sagt, de ikke kunne få børn.
And I remember when this lady went to the doctor.
Jeg kan huske, at damen her, hun tog til lægen.
Then they said, then the doctor, she said, I believe I have, I'm pregnant.
Og hun sagde, jeg tror, jeg er gravid.
Then the same doctor told
her. Og den samme læge sagde til hende.
I think you have a problem.
Jeg tror, du har et lille problem.
It can't be.
Det kan ikke være muligt.
Now I want to go to the scan.
Nu vil jeg gerne til scanning.
Doctor said I can't do that.
Lærer,
I can't recommend you that.
Det kan ikke.
I know you can't keep birth.
For jeg ved du kan ikke få børn.
She said it is my right. I want. Okay, let me get. It is my deception. It's not yours.
Og hun insisterede og sagde det er min ret.
She went to the scanning.
Så hun tog til scanning.
There was a small thing.
Og der var en lille ting der.
They have two kids today.
Og de har to børn i dag.
But they, can you imagine the imagination they were in their head?
Kan du forestille jer de forestillinger de havde?
This has been a problem many times.
Det har været et problem mange gange for os kristne.
And I believe, I suppose maybe these young, these people, these disciples,
they meet
the same challenge on their way.
De også mødte de samme udfordringer på deres vej.
Let us believe in what Jesus said.
Lad os tro på det Jesus siger til os.
Because He is the master of the situation.
Fordi han er herren over alle situationer.
Jesus controls time.
Jesus kontrollerer tid.
Amen. You know, Jesus came.
Jesus kom,
and he knew that the mission which is waiting for him was hard mission.
Og han vidste, at den mission, der ventede ham, den var hård.
And the time he's going to pass through it is a hard time.
For den tid, han skulle gennem, det var en hård tid.
He was aware.
Han var opmærksom på det.
And he was aware what time everything is going to happen.
Han var også opmærksom på, hvornår tingene ville ske.
As if you can remember when we read.
Og hvis I husker, da vi læste.
And there is a version, there is another translation which says.
Der er en anden version, der siger.
When that time comes.
Når den tid kom,
Jesus went with his disciples.
Så tog Jesus
til Jerusalem
med sin disciple i Jerusalem.
And now it was a special time.
Så det var et specielt tid.
And he knew what was waiting for him.
Og han vidste, hvad der ventede ham.
That's why he sent people to bring the dog.
Og det er derfor han sendte nogen til at hente her æsel.
He knew that the time for him to be removed in the world is approached.
Han vidste, at den tid, hvor han skulle tages fra verden, var kommet.
Amen. He knew that he's going to die soon.
Han vidste, at han snart skulle dø.
We can trust this God.
Vi kan stole på den her Gud.
Who is a God who controls time.
Som er en Gud, der kontrollerer tid.
We can trust him.
Vi kan stole på ham.
But this hard time is going to pass.
Den her svære tid, som han skulle igennem.
This hard time he's seeing in front.
Det som han forudsiger.
Didn't cause him to stop.
Det var ikke nogen grund til, at han skulle stoppe.
He continued the journey.
Han fortsatte rejsen.
That's interesting.
Det er ret interessant.
He decided.
Han besluttede.
He was willing.
Han var villig.
To do something.
Til at gøre noget.
What about us? What we can learn from this?
Og hvad kan vi lære af det her?
We were called for a purpose as Christian.
Vi var kaldet af en grund som kristen.
Maybe you have something in you.
Og måske har du noget i dig.
You want to give to others.
Som du gerne vil give videre.
Do you want to help someone?
Vil du gerne hjælpe folk?
God has given you a gift to serve.
Gud har givet dig en gave til at tjene.
You want to be a blessing to someone.
Du vil gerne være en velsignelse for nogen.
What can we learn from Jesus?
Hvad kan vi lære af Jesus?
It is not easy.
Det er ikke nemt.
It is not an easy time.
Det er heller ikke en nem tid.
Because when we meet someone who is in a problem.
For nogle gange hvis vi møder nogen der er i en udfordring.
And he needs help.
Og de har brug for hjælp.
And he's looking, or she's looking at you.
Og de står og ser op til dig.
To bring a word of encouragement.
Du skal komme med et ord der opmuntrer.
It is not easy.
Så er det ikke nemt.
It is not easy.
Det er ikke nemt.
What it requires from us?
Det kræver af os.
In a such situation.
I de situationer.
Like Jesus.
Som Jesus.
Trust the Lord.
Det er at stole på Gud.
Trust the Lord.
Stole på Gud.
In a such time.
I de her tidspunkter.
Be willing to bring a right choice.
Skal du være villig til at tage rigtige valg?
Jesus took a right choice.
Jesus tog det rette valg.
Then you are saying the right choice to choose the donkey.
Og så kan man jo sige rette valg at vælge.
I will tell you later why. To the donkey.
Jeg vil så fortælle jer senere hvorfor han valgte det så.
In a such time, it is good to be willing to ask for help or support.
I disse situationer er det godt at være villig til at bede om hjælp.
We are talking with young people and say.
Vi snakker til unge mennesker og siger.
Maybe you have heard this one time.
Måske har I hørt det her før.
I don't need someone.
Jeg har ikke brug for nogen.
You need someone.
Alle har brug for.
Trust me, you need someone.
Tro på mig, alle har brug for nogen.
It maybe it is only dead. Even dead person needs someone to bury him.
Selv en død person har brug for en til at begrave.
If your dead body needs someone to bury the body, how you are alive, you don't need someone.
Selv en der død har brug for nogen til at begrave den. Hvordan kan du som levende ikke have brug for nogen?
Amen. We all need someone.
Vi har alle brug for en.
We all need support.
Vi har brug for støtte.
Support from heaven.
Støtte fra himlen.
But also support from people.
Men også for mennesker.
That's why we are in fellowship like
that's
this.
Derfor er vi i fællesskab sådan her.
Maybe the whole week it has been hard.
Måske har hele din uge været hård.
But when we meet,
men når vi mødes,
the word of an encouragement.
Så kan det være, du får et opmuntrende ord.
Someone greetings you.
Der er en, der hilser dig.
Wow.
Wow.
How are you?
Hvordan har du?
You look nice. Have you seen sometimes you have a problem,
så har du et problem
or you have something going around in
der
your mind
nogle ting, du tænker på nogle ting.
And someone comes to you and said, wow, you look nice.
Der kommer en og siger til dig, wow, du ser godt ud.
Then it is a contradiction. Well, inside you know I have a problem.
Og inden i selvfølgelig godt, du har en.
But someone is telling me I'm okay.
Men der er en, der siger til dig, du er okay.
Sometimes it helps.
Og det hjælper nogle gange.
You need someone.
Alle har brug.
You need a fellowship.
Du har brug for fællesskab.
Amen. I want to hurry. In a such time, don't give up.
I det tidspunkt, der skal man ikke give op.
Jesus didn't give up.
Jesus gav ikke op.
And if he could give up,
og hvis han kunne give op,
we couldn't be here today.
Så ville vi jo ikke være her i dag.
Thank you, Jesus, because you didn't give up.
Tak, Jesus, fordi du ikke.
You didn't give up.
Du gav ikke op.
That's why Seraphim can shout like this.
Amen.
And that's why we are smiling. And
derfor vi smiler og vi er glade.
Sometimes the body can be pain.
Nogle gange kan kroppen være.
But because of that joy inside us,
den glæde, vi har
it makes us to feel okay.
Så har vi det okay.
And it is because of Jesus.
Og det er på grund af Jesus.
Amen. Why Jesus used the donkey?
Hvorfor brugte Jesus i det?
You know, these things of God also sometimes is crazy.
Altså nogle gange så det her Gud noget det er lidt skørt.
Jesus. He want to come in the world.
Jesus vil gerne komme til jorden.
See the place he chose to be born.
Og se det sted han valgte at blive født.
See the place. Bare nobody could expect it.
Tænk over stedet, det er der ikke lige nogen der havde forventet.
Now see him again.
Og så se ham nu igen.
He want to. People are waiting for the boss,
folk, de
the king to come.
Venter på en konge.
Now he say, bring me a donkey.
Og så siger han,
come on, Jesus, come on. Bring me a donkey.
Så kom med det så.
Jesus, the way he works.
Den måde han arbejder.
It exceeds our understanding.
Det overgår vores forståelse.
I think it's Isaiah 30:33 says. God said this.
Ja, i Bibelen står
det. And the heaven are far from the earth.
Som himlen er langt fra jorden.
That's how you are. Matters are far from you as a human being.
Og sådan er min tanker langt fra jeres.
For you see a donkey.
For du ser et æsel.
A neglected one.
Og du siger der måske noget.
Something you, because if it was a horse, at least.
For hvis det var en hest, så er der måske lidt noget andet.
That's what why Jesus chose a donkey?
Hvor vælger han en hest?
Number one. Yes. Jesus want to teach or to us humility.
Han vil gerne lære os at være ydmyg.
And this didn't start the day he entered in Jerusalem.
Well, it started first that day
he came. I believe it started when he came.
It started ikke
on earth.
Jerusalem, men da han kom til jorden.
When he was born.
Da han blev født.
And imagine this donkey, it was a borrowed one. He's not even to buy. He didn't sell it.
Let us buy. Han havde købt. Det var lånt.
You know, it is good to help, to ask for help.
Det er godt at bede om hjælp.
I've said this.
Det har jeg sagt.
It is good to ask for help.
Det er godt at bede om hjælp.
Because if Jesus said I want to borrow from someone so that I can, it can help me to reach my destination, why not us?
So we said Jesus can be hjælp til at låne fra en.
We should avoid that spirit to be too much proud that you don't need help from someone. I don't know why I'm saying that every time. Humility. Why? He took the donkey. It was to accomplish the prophecy. If you read in Zechariah 9:9, it is good to wait for prophecy. I do talk to young people. Wait. A right husband, a right woman will come on your way. Many young people, they can't wait. And I was sharing with another lady, another girl. And I told her, you know, when we are serving food here, this is a style of here in Denmark. We have to keep line.
So go we in Vega.
And I remembered when Jesus fed these 5,000 people, he told disciples, make them sit down. Now I was imagining the one who is serving.
There
are meats, you know, everybody is going to have his portion. Now you are here. You are serving. You have already put something on your spoon. You know, I'm number one. And you are waiting for me. God has something on the spoon. He's waiting for you. And when we are not patient enough, when we don't want to wait, then you want to hurry because you want to be behind. Then the meat you have on your spoon is very hard to chew. And I have right teeth to chew it. But you have taken my place. Because you don't want to wait.
Fordi jeg ikke venter.
Now you have something which is hard on the spoon there.
Nu har jeg noget, der for hårdt.
And your teeth are not good enough to chew that meat.
God nok til at spise det her kød.
If you could wait,
hvis jeg havde ventet,
you could get the right portion for you.
Så havde jeg fået det, der var til mig.
So now when you start chewing,
så nu, når du begynder
then
at spise
you said it is hard.
Så siger du, det er lidt hårdt det her.
I can't, it is hard.
Jeg kan ikke, det er hårdt.
That's what I always tell to young people, it is the same like marriage.
Og derfor, this year også om ægteskab.
When you just take someone who is not yours.
Hvis du bare tager, så tager du en, der måske ikke for dig.
Now, Seraphim, do you say that people can marry someone who is not? Yes, they
so may. Yes, yes, it can happen person,
if people don't want to wait.
Yeah, det kan ske, hvis man ikke
for the prophecy.
For prophecy.
I met someone telling me this. God has called me.
Jeg mødte en, der sagde til mig, Gud har kaldet mig.
And I want to go in the mission.
Og jeg vil gerne.
I want to start a church.
Jeg vil gerne starte en kirke.
There is the time to be called and this is the time to start serving.
Der er en tid, hvor man bliver kaldet, og der er en tid for så at starte.
Unless, even in the world today, there are so many catastrophes going on.
Selv i verden i dag, der er mange katastrofer.
In churches.
I kirker.
Because people just jumped. They didn't wait for God to,
bare hopper ud i ting, de
venter, to be ready for the ministry.
For at Gud skulle være klar.
Then they say it is hard.
Og så siger det hårdt.
I think you have been seeing even churches being closed.
Jeg tror, vi alle har set kirker.
Because it's come hard.
Fordi den bliver hårdt.
Maybe we could wait a bit.
Hvis man havde ventet lidt.
I'm not saying that every church which is closed because people are not ready.
Jeg siger ikke, at alle kirker har lukket på grund af.
But also because of our not, maybe we are not ready enough.
Men også for vores manglende.
We have to wait for prophecy.
Vi skal vente på.
As Jesus did.
Som Jesus gjorde.
And the right word. The biggest message I got in this Jesus to enter Jerusalem.
Og det største ord jeg fik ud af det.
So this is humility.
Det var humility.
Humility. Jesus using a donkey.
Jesus, han bor i Israel.
Are you humble?
Er du ydmyg?
Like Jesus?
Som Jesus?
I want to be humble like Jesus.
Jeg vil gerne være ydmyg ligesom ham.
It's not about poverty, it is about humility.
Det handler ikke om fattigdom, men om ydmyghed.
Jesus could use everything he wants. He
had
everything.
Han alt.
That he wanted to teach us something.
Men han vil gerne lære os noget.
I'm about to finish.
Jeg vil være færdig.
Why Jesus cry?
Hvorfor græd Jesus?
You know Jews
jøder,
were waiting for someone to deliver them.
De ventede på en, der skulle frelse dem.
From the captivity of Romans Empire.
Fra deres fangenskab.
And when Jesus came,
og da Jesus kom,
they were sure he's the one coming.
Så var de sikre på, at det var ham, der kom.
Though he came on the donkey.
Selvom han kom på Israel.
And they were celebrating.
Og de jublede.
And they were dancing.
Og de dansede.
And they were shouting.
Og de råbte.
And that's why don't stop me to shout.
Og derfor skal I ikke stoppe.
And that's why I don't know why people don't shout.
Og derfor ved jeg heller ikke, hvorfor folk ikke
råber. Did you are shouting for Jesus? We have to learn to shout for Jesus. I'm sorry, maybe some people have a problem for ears, but I'm sorry. I'm not the one. You have read it in the Bible. They were shouting. They were making noise. There were many. It was not one. They were doing it for Jesus. Not for a person. Amen. So to shout in the church is normal. It is normal to shout in the church. Now we don't. Peter should not tell Seraphim to preach again. Because this is an African preaching. I say it is normal to shout in the church. It is normal to shout for Jesus. It is normal to dance for Jesus. Those people did it. True or false? True or false? This is African message. It is biblical message. No, because once I was praying, I was preaching somewhere.
For the guys I have bug, it's still
somewhere in Europe.
It's still Europe.
And someone come to me.
I don't want to come to my
Seraphim. You are a good preacher. But I think your preaching it is African.
Yes, what they plug in African.
I so asked him, can you preach me in Europe model? No, because you shout too much. You are moving everywhere. You have to be quiet. I told him, have you heard what people, maybe you don't know the Bible. Have you read the Bible very well? By the way, most of miracles of Jesus, not even most, all miracles of Jesus. He was operating in a group. Many people were there to see. There is no miracle Jesus did in secret. There were a group of people. And everybody could see it. What do you think 5,000 people where they were sitting? Do you think after eating they were quiet?
Tror I, når man har givet 5,000 mennesker mad, så sidder de bare stille
bagefter.
5,000.
That's men. Women, men. Children were not accounted.
Det var ikke børn og kvinder inkluderet.
There were noise.
Der var larm.
Behind Jesus, following Jesus. Even the feet on, even this all they are making noise. 5,000.
Bare det er gået larm med 5,000 mennesker.
Jesus, I believe Jesus likes noise.
That's why Jesus is here now.
Why many people? Everything, there has to be a group of people.
Der skal altid være en gruppe mennesker.
Amen. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you have to shout anyhow. No.
Jeg siger heller ikke, at vi bare skal råbe.
Nej. Shout when you feel that you can shout.
Du skal råbe, når du føler, at du kan råbe.
And don't shout because other people want you to shout.
Og du skal heller ikke råbe.
But shout because you feel Jesus is telling you to shout.
Men gør det, fordi du føler Jesus.
For me, when I shout, because I feel Jesus telling me to shout.
Når jeg gør det, så er det, fordi jeg føler, at
Jesus siger, at jeg skal råbe. I feel like the Holy Spirit is just pushing me to shout.
Jeg føler, at Helion, den skriver
mig. But other people, maybe the Holy Spirit can tell you to be quiet. Sometimes I'm quiet, you have seen that.
Men andre mennesker, der kan være Helion, den siger, du skal være stille.
Sometimes also I'm quiet.
Andre gange, så er jeg også stille.
Meditating. But the church today, many people that are meditating every day, since they get home, but there's also time to praise.
Men der er også tid til at
There is also time to clap.
No, please clap.
These people, when Jesus entered in the Jerusalem.
De her mennesker, der Jesus entered in Jerusalem.
That's what we are believing.
Når han kom til Jerusalem.
They were shouting.
De råbte.
They were making noise.
De larmede.
Glory, glory to the one who is coming.
Herlig
til. And now the bad thing is when Jesus start crying.
Men Jesus har begyndt at græde.
Why people are shouting for him?
Hvorfor jubler de for mig?
Why he cried?
Hvorfor græd han?
Because he saw inside them.
Fordi han så ind i
dem. That is ignorance.
Der var uvidenhed.
For them they are seeing something which is just for short time.
De så bare noget, der var måske kort.
Someone who can bring for us peace.
En der bare kunne komme med fred.
They ignored to recognize Jesus as a King of Kings.
The one who brings
eternal life.
Ham der kom med evig liv.
The one who is going to redeem them.
Ham der skulle.
Not from the Romans, but
men
from sins. Let us shout for the Lord.
That's
the word, jubel. I don't have it in English. That's why I'm looking that word. That's why I'm saying shouting. Because I don't, in English, let us make a joy for the Lord. Because of what he has done for us. He went to Jerusalem many years ago. We will not just hang on that. It has happened and it will not happen again. What we are going to do as church today, let us celebrate Jesus because of what he did for us. And let us learn that he is the master of all situations we are passing
through.
He is controlling the time. He's the control of the time.
Yeah. Han kontrollerer tid.
No matter what we are passing through.
Uanset hvad vi går igennem.
Maybe we are sick.
Det kan være, vi er syge.
Maybe the situation in the family.
Situationen i
familien. Jesus is over controlling everything.
Jesus han kontrollerer det hele.
The fourth thing we can learn also.
Det fjerde ting.
Humility.
Ydmyghed.
Let us be people who are humble.
Lad os være ydmyge.
Let us celebrate Jesus.
Lad os juble for ham.
Because of this we coming. Not just to eat, because of that, but to celebrate because he died for us. He paid the price. God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Maybe you have been in some situation, you are feeling like God has left you. You feel like you are alone. Let us pray together.
Let us pray some.
Maybe you have been feeling like you don't need any support from anybody.
And you feel that you don't have any support from anyone.
God is telling you today.
When God says today,
he is there for you.
And han er der for dig.
He has not left you.
Han er ikke forladt dig.
And also the church, other people are there for you.
Også i kirken er der for dig.
We want to pray together.
Vi vil gerne bede sammen.
Maybe you are there.
Måske er du der.
Humility, it has been a problem.
Ydmyghed er et problem.
You don't feel to be humble.
Du føler ikke rigtig for at være ydmyg.
We want to pray together. So that God can change the situation.
So God can change the situation.
Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you.
We say thank.
Help us.
Help us
to look at you.
And see today.
We don't want to give up.
We will not give up.
We want to continue.
We will not force it.
And forgive us.
Forgive us.
Where we have been doing wrong.
Where we have failed.
Where we have been trusting ourselves.
Where we have stolen.
Where we have been refusing even help from others.
We have neglected or maybe help.
And whatever we can't mention, Jesus.
Whatever we can never, they cannot mention.
We need your help.
We have both now.
Teach us.
Lead us.
Help us.
Help us.
And thank you for the gathering.
Or thank for the fellowship.
Father, help us.
Help us.
To discover that everybody has something to help us with.
At finde ud af, at alle har noget at hjælpe os med.
And help us also to be good to others.
Og hjælpe os også at være god mod andre.
We love you.
Vi elsker dig.
And we praise you.
Og vi priser dig.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.